Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome President of Windjammers Unlimited, Don Covington.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are thrilled to be here in Sarasota again with the Circus Arts Conservatory and Sailor Circus. This is a long tradition for our organization. Windjammers Unlimited is a circus music historical society. Our mission is to pursue the traditional music of the circus, primarily from the late 19th century, early 20th century. It was written specifically for and by circus people. What you're going to hear today is a selection of compositions, all of which should bring back memories to you of what it sounded like to be under the big top when they had a full band providing the music for the show. In front of you, you see musicians who are all volunteers who have come here to the Sarasota area from 24 states and Canada just to perform for you. We are also very fortunate to have a group of conductors who have been putting us through our paces for the last week when we rehearsed and then recorded 60 circus compositions. That's a challenge for any musician, and this group was certainly up to that. Let me introduce you to the conductors that will be leading the band today. Please come out.
First of all, the gentleman who conducted our national anthem is Jeff Dent. Jeff is the conductor of the Repaz Band in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And it's appropriate that he conducted the national anthem because the Repaz Band is the oldest continuously operating community band in the United States. In fact, in 1865, his band, not Jeff, but his band, performed at Appomattox Courthouse in Virginia at the end of the Civil War. They have been around for a long time. Next to him is Lisa Zemlock in the red coat. Lisa is a retired music educator from Wisconsin, and she's currently president of the Wisconsin Bandmasters Association. She's a member of the International Trumpet Guild and the Women Band Directors International. She's also a trustee of Windjammers Unlimited. Next, please welcome Marvin Mandring. Marvin retired from a 37-year career as a music educator and a high school band director in Missouri. Marvin is also a trustee of Windjammers Unlimited. Andy Glover. Is the president of the C.L. Barnhouse Company. If you know anything about circus music, the C.L. Barnhouse Company has been around for 130 years, and it published many of the classic circus marches. And to our benefit, the company still maintains an archive of everything that they have ever published. So if you, as a band director or a musician, want to get one of those great circus compositions, you can go to the C.L. Barnhouse Company, and they can provide it for you. Thank you, Andy. And next, Vicki Pinson. Vicki is a retired music educator who taught high school bands in North Georgia. She serves as an adjudicator and a clinician throughout the Southeast, and she was a previous trustee of Windjammers Unlimited, and maybe one day we'll get you back onto the board. Again, thank you very much for being here and showing your appreciation for the circus and circus music, and on with the show.
Our concert program, our Center Ring concert today, begins with the what must be the national anthem of the circus, Thunder and Blazes by Julius Fuchik.
The next selection will be selections from Kovan's comic opera, Robin Hood. Copyright is 1893.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our next selection is the Silver Plume March, copyright 1893, by Bert Taylor. Now, change of pace. The next piece is Love's Reply Waltz by G.E. Holmes, copyright 1905 by Barnhouse.
Thank you. Next year, you're going to hear the band perform a piece called Salute to the Colors March. It was composed by Bert Anthony back in 1922, and this would have been used for equestrian acts, the horses. We hope you enjoy this piece. The band's next selection is called The Smiler, and it's a Joplin rag, which was composed by a very famous composer of rags, Percy Wenrich. This piece was composed in 1907 and would very often be used for comedy routines in circuses. Thank you. I'm going to finish up my conducting phase here with a march called March Singapore, which was composed by R.B. Eisenberg. This was composed in 1929, and it would have been used probably in an equestrian act. A nice, lively march.
This is my favorite part of the program because it's so much easier to conduct the band than to play in it. We're going to play for you now what's called a trombone smear. Now, trombone smears were used often in the circus, often for clown acts or other kind of novelty and comedy acts, and these were used because the trombone is the only instrument in the band that's capable of playing what's called a glissando without breaking any notes in between by just moving the slide up or down while continuing to blow through the instrument. So trombone smears were very common in traditional circus music. And the one we're going to play for you now is called The Jolly Trombonier. It's by Francis A. Myers, and it dates back to 19... So here's our trombone section playing The Jolly Trombonier. ¶¶
Now we're going to play for you a gallop. Gallops were used frequently in the circus in many ways, mostly to chase off an act when it was finished. The band would play a very short amount, maybe 10 or 15 seconds of the gallop as the performers left the center ring. Now, gallops, by definition, are very fast pieces of music, and hence that's why they were used to kind of chase people off, because the faster the band could play, the faster people will move. So here's a gallop called the Flying Wedge.
One thing I learned about circus bands is the day of the circus band and the morning would start with a parade through town or the community to draw people to the circus grounds. And then the center ring concert, like you're hearing now, would happen about an hour before the circus. And then the band would play the entire circus, probably eat dinner and come back and play yet again. So a long day for musicians, and we've had a long several days, and this group has been fantastic with recording, rehearsing, and putting things together for this. When I told my family I was going to run away and join the circus, my daughter-in-law said, "You need to dress like you're in the circus." So, since she happens to work nearby and does costumes for Ringling, I've got a costume. This next piece is by a trombone player, C.E. Duble, on Florida Shores March, and we're in Florida. Thank you.
As you can tell, marches are very popular with a traditional circus band. They can be played in a variety of tempos. They offer all kinds of different character. They can be played with pep. They can be played at a cakewalk or a two-step tempo. And they provide a great deal of versatility for many, many circus acts. Our next march is the Booster. It is a march in a two-step. We're going to march today by J.G. Klein, published in 1913 by the Fillmore Brothers Music House. The Booster. Maybe this was your high school fight song or alma mater. Could be. I've heard it in a variety of settings. The Booster by Klein.
Well, as we told you earlier, our mission is to preserve, perform, and educate the public about circus music and circus tradition. This combination with Sailor Circus and the Circus Arts Conservatory is the ideal way to educate you, the public, about the rich tradition of American circus. With that in mind, I'd like to introduce Jennifer Mitchell, I'm sure many of you know, from the Circus Arts Conservatory, and present to her a check for $2,000 from the Windjammers Unlimited to continue the great work that they do here with Circus Arts Conservatory. You're welcome. We'll take a picture of it here.
I'd like to thank, on behalf of the Circus Arts Conservatory, the Windjammers Unlimited, a big round of applause for their beautiful presentation so far. Thank you to Don Covington and the board of Windjammers for continuing to support this incredible collaboration, which has been a pleasure and truly an honor for our students to be part of. And I will be back later in the program, but a big round of applause and grateful gratitude for all your support.
Our concert presentation is coming to an end, and this is where a lot of these musicians say goodbye. This is their final number of this entire week that we've spent together. It's been a wonderful time of fellowship, camaraderie, learning, a few jabs and a few pokes every now and then for the occasional out-of-place note or something like that, and a lot of learning about our rich history of the circus. And one of the tunes that's iconic in the rich history of the circus is Barnum and Bailey's favorite, Carl King, 1913. We hope you enjoy it, and we've had a wonderful time presenting for you today, and we look forward to our accompanying the circus later this afternoon. Barnum and Bailey's favorite.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Windjammers Unlimited Band. Let's hear it once again for the Windjammers Unlimited Band.